This podcast is supported by Emerson. From technology that delivers cures at warp speed to software that makes clean energy reliable, Emerson Innovation helps make the world healthier, safer, smarter, and more sustainable. Emerson, go boldly.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Over the past several years, many employees got used to asking for and getting substantial pay raises. But 2023 is a much different numbers game for companies, and in turn for workers planning to get a hefty bump in their paycheck this year.
With recession fears and mass layoffs of white-collar jobs, there are a lot of factors that are going into why companies don't feel the pressure to dole out raises or bonuses as they have been doing.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, 2023, everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Many workers have high expectations for raises in 2023, but those hopes for a fatter paycheck are likely to be met with disappointment. Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith is here to discuss plans by some employers to scale back. So, Ray, let's talk numbers. What kind of raises are employees expecting this year?
According to a survey of thousands of employees conducted in the fall by ADP, 62% said they were confident that they will get a pay raise from their current employers in the next 12 months. And 41% were confident they would receive a bonus. So that's a lot of workers expecting to get pay raises or bonuses. And 10% of those workers expect a salary increase of over 15% in the next 12 months.
All right. And so what's the reality check? What are companies budgeting for? And why are they scaling back?
Companies are budgeting slightly smaller annual merit increases and total compensation packages for 2023 than they projected they would when they were surveyed in November. They planned annual merit increases of 3.8% and 4.1% on average, and now that's slightly below the 3.9% and 4.3% they projected in November. The labor market is cooling, so companies don't feel as much pressure to use raises and bonuses as a retention tool, and companies are tightening belts amid economic uncertainty. You know, with recession fears and mass layoffs of white-collar jobs, the cooling jobs market, even falling inflation and housing prices, there are a lot of factors that are going into why companies don't feel the pressure to dole out raises or bonuses as they have been doing over the past 2 to 3 years.
But at many companies over the past several years, workers have gotten used to hefty raises being offered by companies. How could this affect the relationship between workers and their employers?
There's long been tension between workers and employers, so this doesn't help. Pay is a major gripe for employees, and we've already had tensions over everything from work-life balance and return to office. So this definitely doesn't help, especially because, as we said, over the past 2 years, workers were accustomed to seeing these raises and bonuses, and now it's just another thing that's being taken away from them.
Over the past 2 years, it was pretty common for companies to give out raises during the year, not just at the usual time on the calendar when companies have scheduled raises to go out. What should workers expect this year with regard to those off-calendar raises?
They should lower their expectations, basically, because companies surveyed by Mercer said they were less likely to give out as many of those off-calendar raises and bonuses throughout the year. And so that's just something that employees will have to sort of adjust their expectations for, the fact that we're not going to see as many sporadic or merit increases or bonuses given out when it's not scheduled to be given out, basically off calendar.
But does the phrase, it doesn't hurt to ask, apply here? Even in the face of smaller salary budgets, How should workers approach their manager about getting a salary increase if they feel they deserve it?
They can make a strong case why they deserve a raise with a list of like concrete accomplishments and how much they're an asset to the company. It's no guarantee, but it helps if they can also show proof of what others with the same or similar titles are making at their competitors. With statistics from sites like Glassdoor or even job postings in states with pay transparency laws. They should also ask for more than they actually want on the assumption that if the high number is rejected, the company will come back with something they could at least be okay with.
And even when companies are dealing with leaner times, they still have to maintain a staff, and it's money that can unlock the challenge of finding and recruiting workers, right?
Yes, that's right. Companies will do what they can to try to make the numbers work in order to retain talented staff. So you do have a good point there. But also, if worse comes to worse, employees can negotiate other things in lieu of money, like more work-from-home days, for instance. And it's just a question of how competitive the market is, how many workers they need to retain in order to be successful in business.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.